Madame plucked diamond bracelets from their plush setting, one by one, and clasped them around Marguerite's slender forearm. The bracelets were cold and hard against Marguerite's bare skin. One was too tight and pinched her flesh, but she ignored the discomfort. She angled her arm so that the gems caught the sunlight, dazzling her. Not for the first time, Marguerite wondered about Madame Donat's past. She was a handsome woman who took such excellent care of her skin that she might have been aged more than a decade younger than her 70 years. She had been a courtesan at a time when the profession was at its height, when luminaries such as La Belle Otero, Blanche d'Antigny, and Cora Pearl had enchanted all of Paris with their extravagance and their style. Legends abounded telling of the lengths to which the Grandes Horizontales drove their admirers to folly, to madness, to financial ruin, and even to suicide. Well, what did these men expect? If they did not have the sense to hold on to their fortunes, more fool they. Men had not treated Marguerite so well that she had an ounce of pity to spare for them. Her husky voice warming to her theme, Madame took Marguerite's hand and pushed the diamond bracelets together so that they formed a dazzling gauntlet from elbow to wrist, then added one more. Jewels are a currency that gentlemen may use to purchase our company without the nasty taint of the transaction. For the courtesan, jewelry is a status symbol, an advertisement of her worth, the standard which other men must match or exceed if they expect to win her favors. She held up a finger. But remember this, Marguerite. Let no man own you. Courtesans are not mistresses. We do not confine ourselves to one lover. When a man has exclusive possession of a woman, he becomes complacent, and that diminishes her value. No matter how charming or handsome or rich he might be, if a gentleman does not make the appropriate gift to show his appreciation, you must drop him. Immediately.
Of course.
Dreamily, Marguerite wondered if she could ever hope to command a collection to rival Madame's. Marguerite was no beauty. Her mouth was too small, her nose a trifle too large, and her eyebrows straight and thick, tapering toward the temples like strokes of a calligrapher's brush. Her stature was small, but she did have an excellent figure, and she took the utmost pains to play up her attractions. A pair of large, melancholy grey-green eyes, a beauty spot on her left cheek, and masses of auburn hair. She could be charming when she wished, but she had a devilishly bad temper that sometimes got her into trouble. She had learned to curb that tendency, at least until a conquest was firmly ensnared. But like an active volcano, sooner or later, the pressure would build inside her. She would erupt. Regardless of this undoubted flaw, Madame must have seen something in Marguerite that merited cultivation. For her part, Marguerite meant to grab every opportunity presented to her, while the grabbing was good. The older woman selected a large ruby pendant and held it up between her finger and thumb, angling it so that it caught the gentle sunlight that streamed between the pale blue velvet curtains of her boudoir. Captivated, Marguerite gazed at the stone. Encased in a plain gold setting, it was smooth and rounded, as dull as oxblood until the light filtered through. The diamond bracelets encircling Marguerite's wrist glittered and flashed as coldly as Madame's smile. But despite its comparative dullness, it was the ruby that held Marguerite entranced. The interior of the stone seemed to flicker and dance with wicked shadows of devils and hell-bound souls. It seemed to beckon her to enter. Marguerite shivered, shaking off the unwanted fancy, and asked, "How much did that one cost then?" The maîtresse frowned at this lapse into vulgarity, and Marguerite bit her lip. Her conversational style had improved under Madame's careful tutelage, but sometimes she slipped. "You will learn how to quickly and discreetly appraise any gift," said Madame, disregarding the gauche impertinence and replacing the pendant.